Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
People all across North America, and even globally, are experiencing strange and just downright odd sounds coming from the forest. Whether it be disembodied whistling noises, strange high-pitched screeches, or something in between, it seems that the swamp dwellers all around the world are experiencing something truly strange. Welcome back to the swamp, my friends, and welcome if you're new. Today I'm going to be sharing some creepy and downright strange stories from the woods that all share a very similar theme of odd and unexplainable sounds. Now, if you have a story that you would like to share in a future episode, whether it's an odd, strange phenomenon that you can't explain or something else, be sure to send it in at swampdweller.net or the email you can find in the description down below. I would love to share your story with everyone here in the swamp. It's stories like yours that help keep this show going on a daily basis. Now, be sure to slap that like button, subscribe if you're new, turn on notifications so you don't miss those new videos, and let's jump right into these creepy and downright strange deep woods horror stories that'll freak you out tonight. I was alone in my hot tub at around 11 p.m. behind my house. The woods surrounded my backyard, and there was no fence separating them. So when you are in the hot tub, you just face the woods about 100 feet away. I had the porch lights on, and I was just sitting on my phone when I heard a sound I had never heard before. It was a high-pitched, smooth, whoo sound. It was almost as if someone was singing the word who, but with a very elongated, high-pitched ooh sound. It only lasted about 2 to 3 seconds, and I immediately froze and got goosebumps. I know you're not supposed to acknowledge stuff like that, so I called my brother and mom so they could come watch my back and help me get into the house. While I was on the phone, I heard it again. I didn't even want to get out of the hot tub. I have lived here my whole life and I've never heard anything like it. I have listened to various noises, coyotes, deer, owls, etc., and I've been researching different kinds of animal noises, but none of it matches. I'm hoping somebody in the chat has experienced something similar. This next story is something that happened a couple of weeks later. So, I've been hearing this creepy bird-like whistle since probably around 18 or whatnot, a little bit different from this other noise I mentioned. For context, like I said, we live in the countryside, and there's a sugarcane field on the other side of my house from where the woods are, and behind that field are more woods. The field was so wide, it was a bit far from our house. I don't know when exactly I started hearing it, but as long as I can remember, I heard this strange, strange sound. I believe it started at 18. I'm 20 now, so it's been at least 2 years. At first, I tried to pay it no mind, but I noticed that I've been hearing it, honestly, more and more. And now that I've moved out and I've been in my apartment for some time, just so I can, you know, get through college and whatnot, I began to hear it here. I even moved apartments, so now I'm in my second apartment, it's also near the woods, and now I'm still hearing it. It's located at the end of the street, and at one time, I went out alone to buy some snacks because I was pulling an all-nighter for my project. That's when I heard this weird whistle again, but this time closer than ever. I didn't want to overthink too much before, and I told myself that it might just be a bird, but when I heard it that night, it creeped me out. I think I heard it last February this year, and I'm still hearing it every time I go to the countryside. Should I be concerned? Or am I just being paranoid because of all these weird noises? A few years ago while in college, I worked the opening shift at a coffee shop that was nestled next to a thick set of woods. In the summer, I would wake up early, sometimes stopping by a trail on my way to work for a quick walk to wake myself up as the sun rose. Most people have probably heard the shave and haircut, two bits, jingle knock before. The trail, it was only accessible from a narrow, long winding dirt road, which branched off the main road with no houses or anybody living there. The trail was poorly marked and not very well maintained, so not many people would ever stop by. If there was anyone else, you would either see their car parked in the small three-car gravel lot at the trailhead, or would have to pass them on the narrow dirt road. Otherwise, you would have to walk a long way down a main highway road to get there. So, back to the shave and a haircut bit. I parked there one morning, just kind of sitting in my car with the window down, when I heard a bird singing what sounded like two bits, part of the song. Tired and trying to find humor in having to be up so early, I kind of laughed and whistled, shave and a haircut, and what came back was the exact same thing. It was like it was responding to me directly. We went back and forth with our little game a few more times until the bird stopped responding. So I figured it just flew off or something. Before I got out of my car, though, I gave it one last whistle. And I'm sure glad I did, because as soon as I whistled, shave and a haircut, and waited for a response, I heard two very loud human claps in the two bits rhythm, not far from where I was parked. I drove the hell out of there as fast as I could, and I didn't see anyone on the road for miles. That might not be the most terrifying story you've ever shared on this channel, but it weirds me out to think that someone might have just been out there in the woods watching me alone in my car. So last night I'm having some brews with my homie. It's around 10:30. We head down to my local park. Typically during the day, we'd go to this trail behind the park that is open to the public. After hanging, talking, and just normal vibes, we had to go use the bathroom. So we decided, let's go down the trail to the entrance where it's dark and enclosed so no one can see us. So we were walking, and as we were getting to the entrance area, we walked a little bit further into the trail, but still close enough to the entrance that we could see it. We felt a very typical vibe, laughing and continuing our drinking. I remember it being a little ominous when looking down a pitch black path into a full trail completely surrounded by the forest. We didn't notice, but it was completely and utterly quiet, which was odd. Out of nowhere, my best friend and I heard this brushing noise like tree branches moving. We instantly looked down the path and exactly where it was coming from. It was as if some creature was darting towards us as fast as possible. I see the dirt from the trail being lifted into the air and non-stop speeding steps coming toward us. I could hear everything, but it was hard to make out what it was. I was freaking out, thinking it might be either another person running towards us as fast as possible or some kind of animal. I had no idea, but fight or flight kicked in, and my homie and I felt cornered and weirded out. It was non-stop running for us. In that instant, we turned around and we ran out of there as fast as possible. Now, maybe I'm just confused, but I'm from California, the Long Beach area. What animal rapidly randomly runs towards two humans like that? I couldn't tell ya, especially that loudly on this little trail. I would think maybe it's a mountain lion, a bear, or something like that, but I feel like I would have saw the outline of something that big. Whatever it was, it absolutely terrified me, and if we would have stayed there for at least 10 more seconds, I don't think we'd be here today sharing this story. For context, I'm a 17-year-old female, and I have lived in my house my entire life with my two other siblings and parents. My family and I live in this partly rural part of Fenton/Heartland, Michigan, and we've been here my whole life, like I said. We own 10 acres of land, which includes a pretty large track in our backyard that we ride four-wheelers and such. The rest of it's untouched and just woods and trees. Every once in a great while, it seems that we hear some strange and very unnerving things when we go inside, though. A few years ago, my family took a walk out to look at our new neighbor's house, as they were gone for the weekend and said we were welcome to check things out. On our way down our quarter-mile gravel driveway, all of us heard what I can only describe as drums and chanting. It really freaked me and my brother out, because it seemed to be a fair distance away, almost as if it had been coming from the woods in our backyard. There was a fair number of drumming sounds, and sometimes you would even hear chanting alongside it. It must have been pretty far away, but the sound still carried, which made it even creepier. I probably had this occur to me at least 2 or 3 times since we've lived here, and every time it's been unsettling and felt really wrong. We would be very aware if our town had any native tribes or reservations, but my small, conservative hometown would definitely not be the place to go to. I have searched high and low, but haven't been able to find anything on the internet in these areas that would even remotely explain what's going on, and it seems nobody else has the same experiences. If anybody listening to this has any idea what's going on, please let me know in the comments. I'd love to know.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
I'm awoken in the middle of the night to the sound of thumping and my dog Benjamin barking up a storm. Slowly getting up, I can hear my bones creaking. Age does that to anyone. Walking past a mirror, I stop to look at myself for a second and realize the years haven't been kind to me. Come on, Sawyer, I tell myself. Keep it moving. As I walk out into the living room of my cabin, I listen closely, Benjamin tailing close behind me. It's quiet now, save for the sound of the cold, snowy winds outside. I take a peek outside my window and see nothing, though I'll admit it's hard to see much out in this storm and at this time of night. After a few minutes, I decide to walk back towards my bedroom and lay down again. The warmth of the blankets is welcoming and comforting. Winters are cold out here in the forest and mountains of Washington. The warmth of the blankets makes an old soul like myself not want to get out. If you take me now, God, I'm quite sure I'd never know I died. That's the level of comfort we are speaking of here. Thump, thump, thump. Benjamin goes wild with his barking as I struggle to regain my bearings again. Looking around, I debate if I even want to get up this time. Quiet, boy, I tell Benjamin. It's probably just a storm anyhow. Get some rest. We got a long winter and not many places to be, my friend. It is with that, Benjamin and I drift off to sleep. Morning arises, and after much struggle, due to the aforementioned warmth of the blankets, I finally get up, get dressed, and decide to make some breakfast. Nothing quite like bacon, eggs, and hash browns to start the morning right. I'm pretty far out in the woods, but we do live close enough to a town that is only about 1 to 1.5 hours away during the fall, and I stock up on plenty of food to go with me to hunt as well. If there's one way I swear to never leave this earth, it's through starving. My gut is proof of that, I tell you what. I start up some coffee and decide to go out and survey how much snow has fallen since last night. According to the forecast, we were to have a slight lull during the day before snow impacts us hard again tonight. Looking around, I see I'll have to do some shoveling and clearing out around the cabin, but I figure I can do that after I get some food in me. I turn around and see Benjamin, who just finished his business, run up to me excitedly, tail wagging like the first day I pulled him from his mother, when he was just a wee little pup. Now, he's a huge St. Bernard, and my most loyal and devoted friend. His mother passed a few years back, sadly, and the dog that impregnated her never really stuck around. I pet Benjamin, and as I do, I look over at the cabin. That's when I notice something odd. There appears to be some damage to my door. Walking over to examine the door more closely, it seems there are some broken and chipped pieces of wood, and a bit of indentation. That's strange. Could the storm have done this? I think on it for a moment, but decide ultimately, I'll add reinforcing and repairing to my door to my to-do list, and for the day, move back inside with Benjamin to check on breakfast and the coffee that goes with it. Shutting the door behind us, I finish making my coffee a bit longer. Nothing quite like hot coffee on a cold winter morning. I drink it straight. It reminds me of living in a way. It can be bitter, but it's beautiful ultimately. Once I finish my coffee, I take the time to clean everything up, do my dishes, and then spend much of the rest of my day shoveling snow and repairing and reinforcing my door. I take breaks for the bathroom and to make and eat lunch, but by the time I'm through with it all, the sun is beginning to set. So I move inside, lock and bar the door behind me, and start up dinner. I'm cooking up some deer sausage from a kill I made a bit back. I figure deer sausage with some rice and beige isn't that bad. By the time I'm through, I can barely move from all the food I've eaten. Looking over at Benjamin, I see he seems quite content as well. I take him outside to go to the bathroom before locking up for the night. Turning off all the lights, I then head back to where it takes no time at all for the world to disappear around me.
Thump, thump, thump. Thump, thump, thump.
What the hell is that? Slowly, I force myself up before turning on some lights and heading for the noise. To my shock, the barricade on the door is cracked. The barricade is only made of wood, but it's a large piece of lumber. I make a point to add getting a metal bar for the barricade on my to-do list for tomorrow. There isn't any thumping at this point, but it's clear someone or something is trying to get inside my home. I grab my rifle, just in case, and peek through the windows. There doesn't appear to be anything. Granted, my windows aren't large enough for anyone to fit through. They're so small, I'm not so worried about any real sort of threat getting inside that way. The best way is through the front door, and something seems like it wants in. The rest of the night I sit in my chair, covered up, my rifle next to me, and pass out as best as I can. When I awake, it's morning. I'm guessing there was no more thumping, or maybe I was too tired to notice. I prep breakfast before taking the large piece of wood I slid in a slot as the barricade off and open the door. I can't explain what I saw. My door is somewhat broken, and I decide I'll head to town today and get a proper barricade. Maybe even a steel door of some kind, after I take care of the snow. It isn't supposed to snow again until tomorrow, so I do just that. Most of my day is spent getting much of the heavier door and replacing the frame and barricade. The door I have is steel, but it is painted in such a way to match the look of the cabin. It isn't perfect, but it'll do be far more secure. By the time I get home, I have just enough time to fix the door, replace the frame, and set it all up with my new barricade before making dinner and taking Benjamin out for his nightly business. As soon as that's over, I head straight to bed, barricading my door before I do. We'll get some sleep tonight, Benjamin. One way or another, we'll get some damn sleep because nothing is getting through that door. It is with that I pass out, blissfully, unaware of the world around me. The next morning I awoke well-rested and surprised to find I wasn't awoken by any real noise or banging on my door. Perhaps whatever animal had been doing it simply gave up after the first couple of nights. I did my normal routine of breakfast and soon after took Benjamin out for a walk after locking up. I let him do his business and we played a bit. enjoying the solitude and the beautiful view as we did. It was nice out here. Occasionally you'd get some wild animal aggressively trying to get into your home, but they were usually just hungry and often didn't pose a real threat. Sure, you get stories of people who come from their homes or wherever and there's like a boar or a bear or something that broke in and raided their fridge, but more often than not, those people survive and don't experience such a thing again. At worst, they fix their doors, maybe get a weapon for it, and usually, that is that. They live the rest of their lives in peace. I don't really blame an animal for wanting food, but generally, you aren't going to see a bear wandering around in winter. So I'm a bit perplexed in some manner as to what was big enough to mess up my previous door. I don't dwell on this, though, because it might just freak me out. I just continue to play with Benjamin for the rest of the day. We head back in that evening on account of the fact that it's supposed to snow again, and tonight, a winter storm is supposed to be here. Probably will be here for the next week or so. I figure that'll mean a lot of shoveling on my part, but I'm more than prepared for winter out here, seeing as I've been out here for most of my life. It's hard to believe I used to dwell more in the city when I was younger. I eventually got tired of that in society and decided to move out here around 25. Now, I'm 45, and well-versed in living in the wilderness. My only regret is that I didn't take to doing this sooner. Life is peaceful out here, for the most part, I think to myself. It's quite nice, and you'll never have any real problems with people here. Walking inside my cabin, I lock up and barricade my door before making some dinner for myself and feeding Benjamin as well. I stay up after doing dishes and watching some television before finally turning out the lights around 10 and heading to bed.
Thump, thump, thump.
Benjamin, I think we have a guest again. What do you say we greet him? Benjamin shoots up already on edge from the thumping at the door, as I grab my rifle and head out towards the living room. I still don't see anything through my windows, and so I look out my peephole. It's dark and there doesn't appear to be anything there. As soon as I said that, I saw a large eye that took me by surprise and made me jump back for a minute. This was followed by another loud and persistent thumping on my door. Once I got over the initial surprise, I pounded back on my door, rifle in hand, and getting tired of being awoken in the middle of the night. I addressed whatever animal was out there. Listen here, I am tired and cranky, and I am sick of waking up in the middle of the night. You can bang all you want, but you won't be getting through my door. There was a silence for a moment, and Benjamin was on edge as he waited to hear something back. After a few minutes, we thought maybe we'd scared the thing off. Still, to be safe, I waited for another hour. Nothing. Finally, we went back to bed and I passed out again. I shot up and ran for the door at the sound of a smashing and truck alarm blaring. I looked out the window, but couldn't see well through the snow. A few seconds go by when I suddenly see my truck flying towards the side of my cabin. I fell back before the truck impacted the side of the cabin. The cabin shook and Benjamin barked like mad as I scrambled to my feet and saw pieces of glass from my windows on the floor now. Holding up my rifle, I looked through the scope but saw nothing. I wanted to go out, but decided it was for the best not to. Whatever had destroyed my truck threw it with enough force that it hit the side of my cabin. I'd never encountered any sort of animal that could do such a thing. Based on the eye that I saw, I'd say whatever was out there couldn't be human at all. I quickly pulled out my phone and began dialing the cops. I was on the line when I heard a loud howling of some kind. The dispatch asked where I lived and what was happening, and all I could muster up was the courage to say to get over here, giving them my address along with that message, before hanging up. It took a few hours, but soon the sheriff arrived and knocked on my door. He asked what in the how had happened, and I explained to him everything from the past few nights leading up to this moment. Perplexed, he had looked around and told me to stay put. I waited, rifle in hand, for his return. After a half hour or so, he returned and informed me that he wasn't sure what the hell was going on, but he'd take a report and come back in the morning when he could see better to check things out. He informed me that I should lock and barricade my door, and if I hear anything else out of the ordinary, to call him.
He then handed me a card with his number on it, and soon after left. I didn't sleep the remainder of the night, but I also never heard anything else outside either. Morning finally came, and true to his word, the sheriff returned and we both looked around the place more thoroughly. It was snowing like crazy and we didn't really find much. The sheriff reassured me, saying it's likely the snow covered up any tracks that was made, and that I should think about putting up some sort of security system or maybe some cameras that snap pictures at the first sight of movement. I agreed and soon after departed from the cabin. I spent the rest of the day making calls to my insurance company and arguing about how I had no clue what destroyed my truck. I also made some repairs to the side of my cabin, and after having my truck towed away, I soon pulled my four-wheeler out of the shed and headed to get some cameras. By the time I returned, the night was coming fast, so I installed and tested my cameras before having Benjamin go to the bathroom, and then I locked up my ATV in my shed and went inside my cabin. I made dinner and tried to relax as best as I could, but I was quite shaken from the previous night's events. I kept my rifle close to me at all times because now I was occasionally peeking out my peephole. I saw nothing and I barricaded my windows at this point in an attempt to keep the snow out. The night was long and very little sound had me up, checking my door every time. I was tired but I couldn't bring myself to sleep just yet. I was sure whatever was out there would be back. If not tonight, tomorrow night. If not then, at some point down the road for sure. Sure as shit, I started to doze off when I heard a loud thumping at my door. I got up and slammed back once again. Go away. If you don't, I'll shoot you myself. There was a howling, followed by an even louder thud as I felt my floor shake. I held my rifle up at the door and waited as I heard two more thuds. This was followed by a loud howling before everything went silent again. The thought crossed my mind to call the sheriff again, but as things had fallen silent, I decided not to. I was scared for sure, but the thing had been able to get through my door yet, so I didn't feel like I needed to call him immediately. I wasn't in immediate danger just yet as long as that store stayed strong. It was about 4 in the morning, and so I made some coffee and waited for Benjamin for daylight to come. Once the sun crested over the mountains, and it was bright enough, I unlocked my door and headed out with Benjamin to check out my door, also the cameras. The door seemed well, aside from an indentation. The frame seemed undamaged, and as such, I decided to immediately check the cameras next. Looking over the film, I was distraught. There were photos of something big. It looked about 9 feet tall, and had been throwing its shoulder into my door before leaving last night. I was in shock at the sight of this creature as it stood on two legs. But my cameras didn't get a good enough picture of it to tell what it really was. Walking in the direction of the creature, I tried to follow the tracks, but I was at a loss. I decided to head back to town on my four-wheeler and pick up some more cameras for the cabin itself, and soon after returned, setting them up in places where I would get a much better view of the thing if I returned. After installing the cameras, I worked on the repair to the side of my cabin some more. It was coming along slowly, but it was definitely coming along well. Once again, night came. Benjamin and I headed inside, and I made some dinner for us both. After locking and barricading the door behind me, I hoped tonight, by some miracle of God himself, I'd hopefully get some real rest. To my surprise, I did just that. After heading to bed, I didn't hear a sound outside, except for the snow. Once morning came, I felt refreshed and a little bit better. I received a call from the sheriff, who I informed I was okay still, before explaining I'd done, as he'd said, with the cameras. I told him I caught something I didn't know how to explain on my cameras before having him over and showing him the photos myself. The sheriff suggested something odd to me. He said he didn't normally jump to such far-fetched conclusions, but he thought there was a chance it could be a Bigfoot. I laughed at the sheriff at first before I noticed he wasn't laughing at all. "You can't be serious, right, Sheriff?" The sheriff nodded at me quite seriously before telling me he'd seen some strange things in his time, and out in the woods of Washington, he'd investigated other claims of strange happenings in his long career. He said they'd gone unexplained, but he'd seen tracks before and he was convinced Bigfoot existed. I wanted to laugh, but I didn't this time. Well, what the hell am I supposed to do about this if you are right, Sheriff? He shook his head, unsure of what to say before putting his hand on my shoulders and telling me to install those other cameras, double-check my locks and reinforcements, and keep my gun close just in case. He left me with the words, "If this thing is aggressive as it seems, I'd need all the help I could get." He offered to stick around for the night, and I almost declined before thinking, I'd be better safe rather than sorry, right? The next couple of nights went by quickly. I slept and not a thing had happened. It didn't return. It was nearing the end of the week and the snow was finally beginning to let up, and when I shook the sheriff's hand and told him thank you before he finally went on his own way, he said if anything happened again, feel free to call him, and he'd head this way. We'd work on the cabin over the past couple of days, and had just about fully repaired the side, and we almost replaced the windows. I was feeling slightly more relaxed as I hadn't seen the creature in about 3 nights or so. That relaxation lasted as long as it took me to check the cameras. It seemed the last few nights, the sheriff and I had not been alone as we believed ourselves to be. On the cameras, I saw the thing still not very clearly several times. In some of the photos, it simply sat and waited, observing the cabin. In others, it looked inside the windows of the sheriff's vehicle before slinking back into the trees, waiting. At one point, a time for which I'm sure we're both still awake and talking, you could see the creature listening in, its ears pressed to the door. I never got a completely clear shot, however, and so I didn't have definitive proof of what it looked like. My first thought was to call the sheriff back, but upon further reflection, I decided against it. This thing was intelligent. It was waiting for me to be alone again. It knew I wasn't, so it didn't attack any of those nights. If I was going to lure it out again, and at the very least get a better shot of it, I need to stay alone until it came out to see me. So that's what I did. I made a real meal, and soon hit the bed early. I waited quietly, hoping to hear the thing again. I had locked my door and barricaded my camera. I made sure it was running. I was prepared to find proof of the thing that stalked me. I had a feeling I'd do just that. With enough patience, at some point late in the night, I must have drifted off because before I knew it, the morning was upon me again. Waking up, I went to the kitchen to make breakfast and noticed it was still snowing. I checked the weather, which seemed to indicate there was another system that had developed overnight and had heavier snowfall, and that we would be stuck here in the snow longer than anticipated. Thinking nothing of this, I ate breakfast and headed out to check the cameras with Benjamin happily running alongside me. It was only now I realized a problem. The cameras were no longer there. I found them destroyed, all over the yard. Any film I recovered only showed black or nothing on it at all but snow. It was almost as if this thing had spotted the cameras, avoided them, and soon after destroyed them one by one, leaving the husk of the cameras behind as a message. That's not what happened though, right? I mean, there's no way that Bigfoot or whatever the hell this thing is was that intelligent, right? I tried to shake off the thought before going inside and calling the sheriff. It didn't take long for him to arrive, and we discussed what had happened. I'm at a loss, Sheriff. I'm not sure what to do now. If I get more cameras, this thing might just destroy them again. I mean, I don't know if it can climb, or what it can do, or what it's capable of, or what it's not incapable of. If I have you or anyone stay nearby, it likely won't show up again. You can't stick around forever, though. What do you think? The sheriff seemed every bit amiss at a loss as I was. He was confused and unsure of what to try next, but he agreed. Getting another camera would likely be a waste of money. Perplexed by the intelligence of this thing, the sheriff said to call him if I noticed anything else odd or if the thing attacked again. Soon after, he drove away, looking every bit as confused as I felt. What was I going to do? There was no way I could simply ignore this thing. There was no way I could do anything to catch it in the act. I had never felt so hopeless in my entire life as I did at this point in time. Deciding not to get too down on myself, as it wouldn't help my situation anyways, I went about my day shoveling snow and chopping some firewood before ending the day playing with Benjamin and trying to stay relaxed. I knew panicking wasn't going to help me or anything, and at this point, I needed all my wits about me every night until this was over. Locking things up, I ate some dinner and spent the rest of the night watching some movies and trying to relax as much as possible. To my surprise, I awoke to find it was 9 in the morning. I'd woken much later than usual and found Benjamin licking me and trying to get me outside probably so he could go to the bathroom. I got up and let Benjamin do his business before looking around the property. Nothing seemed out of the ordinary until I checked my shed. The lock had been broken off and my four-wheeler was missing. Shit, I thought to myself. This thing wanted me stranded completely. I wasn't too worried. I had plenty of food to make it through the winter. But the thought that I was stranded did leave me with some sense of unease. I searched for my vehicle for quite some time before finally finding it an hour away, wrapped around a tree, down a steep drop-off, heading back home. I called the sheriff and explained to him what had happened. I insisted he didn't stick around, however, as the only way this Bigfoot was going to show itself, if that even what it was if I was alone. With no more than my dog. He said he wouldn't stay, but I need to show him where my four-wheeler was found. So I did, and the remainder of my day was spent with him examining the damage and making a report before leaving. This was insane, I thought to myself, when I finally settled in for the night at my cabin. I had an uneasy feeling as I went to bed. Something didn't feel right about tonight. It wasn't just that this thing was slowly making moves to isolate me. It was also that it seemed to know. I had nowhere else to go. It was though it had chosen me off of the basis that it knew I didn't have anyone else to stay with or live with. How long had this thing been watching me? Had it been days, weeks, months? I hesitated to think the last part, but had it been years? Whatever the case may be, it knew exactly when to come out so it wouldn't be seen. It was highly intelligent, and I was out of options other than to wait for it to try to enter my home again and deal with it accordingly. I pondered what I'd do if that happened until, finally, I drifted off to sleep. Thump. 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 The banging was louder than ever, and I shot up out of bed. Running for my phone, I immediately called the sheriff. The phone rang as I did. I could see the steel bending on my barricade.
Hello? Sawyer? Are you there, Sawyer? Sawyer, is that your dog? Sawyer?
Update. It was in half an hour or so before I arrived at the cabin. There was blood in the side of a mangled steel door in the floor. Looking around, I noticed the foam was ripped out of the wall and in pieces. Walking further into the cabin, the lights were dead and it was in the back room. Amongst other destroyed doors, I found Sawyer, gun clutched to his chest, terrified. It took a bit of persuasion, but I finally got Sawyer to hand me the gun, and I soon called up the crime scene and brought him down to the station. After giving him some cocoa and giving him some time to come down from the shock, he explained to me that he awoke to the sound of violent banging. He then explained how he tried to call me, but as soon as he dialed, his door was beginning to give away, so he headed for it. After much struggling, he backed off when he realized the door was going to fall. He didn't want to be crushed by it, so as soon as the thing entered his home, his dog Benjamin jumped at it, and a bit at it before being thrown off, getting up and barking again. He said he emptied every bullet he had into the thing as it ripped the phone out of the wall and crushed it. I stopped Sawyer and asked if he killed the thing. He said he grabbed the gun he had his backup in his case and emptied every shell he could into it, but it only howled, turned away, and ran off into the night. Sawyer seemed quite convinced the Sawyer was alive and well. We staged a few more stakeouts, and I left him alone, per his wishes, for several nights after. Nights turned into weeks, which turned into months, and there was never a word or another harassment from this thing again. Sawyer and I became friends, bonded by our involvement in this case. He still says he has PTSD to this day from the events. But since repaired his cabin, completely lives alone and in the same spot. Although he fears his attacker, he refuses to move. We are still friends to this day.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Thanks for listening to these creepy and downright strange stories from the woods. If you enjoyed these stories, be sure to elbow that like button in the face as it helps me out a ton. The more likes this episode gets, the more YouTube promotes it to fresh new eyes, and that's incredibly appreciated. If you haven't yet, be sure to subscribe and make sure those notifications are on so you don't miss new episodes. I upload them multiple times a week in all things natural and supernatural. If you have a story that you would like to share in a future episode, be sure to submit it at swampdweller.net or the email you can find in the description down below. I would love to share your story with everyone here in the swamp, as stories like yours that help keep this show going on a daily basis. Thank you guys so much for supporting the swamp. Be sure to join me over on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it, Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff, and I'll see you all soon with another creepy episode.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.